you're in trouble, you know. But
that wasn't all. That was just one part of their grade. It wasn't, you know, much of it. But I decided this would be more interesting than going and reading a bunch of books and write the paper. Well, yeah, back to the chickens and the rats. I was gonna ask, you were talking about the wharf rats. Now they're big. Aren't
they're
they?
Big.
Uh-huh. They just ate like the chickens.
They have places where they'll get those chickens and drag them, you know, and pile them up in big piles.
Uh-huh. Is there such a thing as a pack rat?
Pack rat?
I remember somebody talking about a scavenger rat.
I don't know anything about pack rat.
I didn't know if there was. Now
we'd have just a common rats get when we had cribs, you know, the corn in it, and they'd cut the corn up a lot, or they'd get into clothes or anything, mice will, just little tiny ones, you know, and cut up things. They can get in your house. We've had some not long ago.
This may sound silly. Did rats ever bite people, or were they just too scared? I guess it ran off.
I don't know. Do I know of anybody that's been bit with a rat?
I've just never seen big rats.
They'll bite if you catch them.
Did Leon's ever get bit with those rats? That they catch some of them sometimes. In their chicken house.
Yeah, they usually stomp or hit them or something. Though I don't think they caught them with their hand. Uh-huh. You catch one, your hand, it'll bite you.
Really? I guess they could give a pretty nasty bite too.
I guess.
Not very clean animals. Did they have other kinds of rodents like weasels or ferrets or anything like that? Those, you know.
Used to be a few weasel, probably a head, but we never was bothered with them.
Something got in. What was it got in there? The baby chickens one time.
Polecat.
What's that?
Well, a skunk, I think, is the right name for it. We always just call them polecats.
Oh, I see. They'll kill chickens too? I thought skunks were nice and loud. Yeah. Skunks will get into chickens?
Yeah, they'll eat chickens.
Really?
Yeah.
We had some one time, we just let them run out, you know, and we had a pile of stove wood piled up out there. And the hen with her little baby chickens is up about 6 weeks old, I guess. 4 or 6 weeks old, something like that. And they got up on top of that pile of stove wood to roost every night. And something kept bothering them. One time, Edward thought he'd see what it was, and he got him up a stick, and he went out there, and it was a polecat, and he wailed away with that stick of wood, you know, hit the cat, and it threw that
scent
perfume.
Well, that was something terrible. My brother got nailed by a skunk once, and we just had to get rid of his clothes. He was, you know, short range. He was just a little boy, little boy, and he saw this little black and white animal on the water.
They're pretty.
And you know, they're pretty, and they're not real scared sometimes. You know, they're cocky sometimes. They just stand there. He went out there and it had babies with it, this skunk did, and he thought they were so pretty, he was going to go out and play with them. He thought they were cats or something, you know. He went out there to play with them, and he got about 5 feet away, and that skunk turned around and just let him have it.
That's the way they protect themselves.
A boy lived up there a few miles from home. He was out hunting. They called a polecat. They thought that scent all over him. He hung his clothes out for a week or two, and thought maybe the scent would leave, and he got them, put them on, and he went down.
Washington don't get it out.
And mail carrier went from Alaska to Canton twice today and back. He went in the car, and he went down to the kitchen end of the town. He had some girls in the car from going to Reinhardt College. They was going to Canton. One little piece from there to hit a mountain they called Polecat Mountain.